Louis, difficult to know where to start with all of that. I guess it's got to be with that late equaliser and the character your side showed there, especially after going down to 10 men to come back into that game. How are you feeling at the moment?
Well, I think we're feeling a bit better than wanted right now with the result. What do you say about the referee apart from he's killed both teams here, I think. It's a shame because... With 11 v 11, I thought we were right well in the game, and that decision to give a back pass has just ultimately killed us. They've had two chances, scored two goals. One of them they've created, the second one the referee's given them from a very poor decision. And then we've had to come back. We've hit the bar. We've had a great chance with Sherbs with a free header. It was all us, to be fair, in the second half, even though we had 10 men, and it was a great, great goal. Fantastic goal, fantastic time to score, and I think that'll give us the world of good not to lose to them today, because there's nothing there that I've seen in Wantage that I think's gonna hurt us when we play them again, and very confident that we'll go there and we'll take that team apart. So great character from the lad, yep, like you said, George, great character, and it's a long time coming, you know, to come away with a positive result, and we're happy with it. Although some may think we should have won, with the circumstances how it played out today, that point's going to be massive for us.
Let's go back to that moment in the first half then. It scores it 1-1. For anyone that obviously wasn't here listening to you now, just talk us through what you saw from the dugout in terms of what the referee deemed to be a back pass.
Okay, so the ball spun up in the air and our right back's gone with it with his left foot to clear it. It spun off his left foot straight to our goalie in the air at about, I don't know, you know, at some pace. It's never a back pass in a million years. It's not. He's not controlled it. He's not passed it. I mean, it's an absolute shambles of a decision. How anybody in the right mind would think that that's a back pass? Connor couldn't do that again if we tried it. If we put 20 balls to him and said, do that exact movement and pass it back to Charlie and actually mean it, he'd never be able to do it. It was scandalous. And everybody agreed. The opposition manager agreed. Everyone saw it. But unfortunately, it's our time then to defend the free kick from 5 yards out and stop it from going in. And unfortunately, it went through some bodies. You know, when it's 5 yards out, what are you supposed to do? Lie in the goal. But it's disappointing. It gave them a foothold in the game. It gave them belief. It gave them something to cling on to. And to be fair, their work rate from Wantage was there. But it's a crap decision. Simple.
10 yellow cards in total, I think. 12 if you count the two that turned into red cards.
Oh, yep.
Was it a dirty game?
No, I've not seen a bad tackle in there. I mean, there was one tackle on Charlie Goodson when he's broke through, which is probably a straight red, to be honest. It's late in the game. Charlie's on the edge of the penalty area. He's broke through three or four tackles. He's in behind. He's played the ball, and the fella's just cynically taking him out, and Charlie's now with a dead leg and it had to come off. That's a cynical one. That's a red in my book. The rest of them were nothing. They were challenges, if nothing more. The ball was won on most of them, and there was a couple of little pulls, a couple of little nudges, but he's killed himself by doing it straight away in the first 5-10 minutes of the game, and he's given himself no opportunities really to assess the situation, and he's had to do it every time there was a foul. Both sets of players are at the ref's back, and unfortunately he succumbed to it, and you know, it's for him to look at his own performance, and he gladly have the, you know, we've got the video here, he can take it and digest that himself, because that's not good enough at this level.
They were unhappy, I think, with the tackle by Mike Gosney towards the end before your equaliser, right in front of the home dugout, so your dugout. What was your take on that?
To be honest, I think it was a 50-50 tackle. I think from their perspective, they're obviously going to appeal for everything. They're 2-1 up with 3 or 4 minutes to go. If they get a free kick awarded to them, then it kills the game. So, of course, they're going to appeal. That's what managers and coaches and players do. And it does convince the referee or the linesman. But at this occasion, he got it right. He's obviously said something to get himself red carded, which I think the referee heard. But certainly, you know, it's for them to keep their own counsel, and it's for us to move forward.
What have you said to your players in the dressing room after that?
We're happy. Of course we're happy. You know, if you've seen the Wantage players, they're devastated. They're going to find it very difficult to pick themselves up, as you would. You know, that would have put us down to 1 point in front of them. So, and now we've got the 4 points. We've kept that. It's a last-minute equaliser. Of course we're going to be ecstatic. It feels like a victory, but honestly, it's not. We should have won the game today. And I'm sure if we had a man in the middle that wasn't quite as card-friendly and wasn't quite as... getting it wrong, blatantly wrong, we'd have been all right and we'd have won the game. So we're disappointed from that because it would have been the first win. But we move forward. We've certainly got some momentum now with that equaliser and we've shown a bit of spirit. Let's be honest, we've dug in with 10 men. We've shown some spirit. It could have gone the other way, but we've dug in, we've created chances and we've gone and got an equaliser. So I've got to give them credit for that. Man, I said at half-time, go win the half and we get a result. And we did.
I know we spoke to you about it before the game and the fact that you still haven't won, but that must feel like a win for you this evening. And perhaps we'll give you that momentum that you need to get that first win.
Yep, correct, well done. Perfect there. It does feel like a win because we're in a losing position and we're playing with 10 men. So, of course, it feels like a win. You know, we've scored in the last minute, but ultimately, we should never have been in that position. So it's for us to get that right with a bit of help from the guys in the middle to do their job, and we'll do it.
How close are you to getting these guys playing how you want them to play? How much more time do you think you're going to need?
I think people can see that we're passing the ball better. We are trying to play out. We are trying to create opportunities. We have created plenty of opportunities. If anyone wants to see some videos, they're more than welcome. We're creating opportunities. We're just not putting that ball in the back of the net, which obviously puts pressure on our defence. We haven't got... We've got one recognised centre-half at the club in Jack Vallis. He gets himself sent off with two yellows today. And we're back with a midfielder and a centre-half playing as defenders. So we're giving players opportunities to impress, opportunities to know their character. And it's about us now being ruthless enough to say, thank you, this person can come in now because we've given you the opportunity to play. Some of them have taken it, don't get me wrong. Some of them have adapted and they've bought into what we believe in and what we're trying to do. But it's difficult when you're playing games and you're only playing games. Mistakes happen in games. You know, when we haven't got any training, it's very difficult. We've had game, and we've probably had 2 hours with the lads. It was frozen on Thursday, so we couldn't do anything. And that, you know, it's difficult for them working off video and playing games. But we'll get there. It's a long season. You know, everyone put a big pressure on this game. It's a long season, George. This game wasn't going to decide anything, and it still doesn't decide anything. You know, if it did, we'd be up and we'd be happy. But it hasn't, so... We'll move forward to the next game and we'll look to implement what we're trying to do. And it will take some time.
Just get your early thoughts finally on that.
Well done, chaps.
On that week ahead. A bit of a break, I think, in the Cup on Tuesday night, but then back against Bideford next weekend, away at Bideford. That'll be a tough test.
It will. Again, we won't be expected to get anything, but we'll go there, we'll roll our sleeves up and we'll play the football that we believe in and we'll try and get something and we'll try and turn this football club around and drag it where we believe it should be and where the supporters want it to be, where the staff want it to be, certainly where me and Adam want it to be. And to be fair, the players, they realise they want it to be up. As opposed to around the bottom of the table, and we'll always go and try and get a result. That's the key to it. We'll always try and go and get a result. If it doesn't work, we go again the following week.